Here we explain that when a person is in a secluded place, for example a shower or a bathroom, or any place that is secluded, then this now takes the place, it is qaim maqam of a person wearing clothes. So it is permissible when a person is in a shower, for example, not to have any clothes on. However, the better thing is still to cover himself. Often you will see in India, and even here too, some of our pious people, elderly people, they practice for wearing a lungi. Because of the high level of satr they got, that they'll wear a lungi, and then they'll wash themselves, ensuring that they are completely covered. But from a masla point of view, if a person is in a concealed place, then that is good enough for him now to expose his body when he's having a bath. So anyway, this hadith is mentioning that whilst Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam was having this bath, فَخَرَّ عَلَيْهِ جَرَادٌ مِّن ذَهَبٍ, then some gold pieces started falling down upon him in the shape of locust. فَجَعَلَ أَيُّوبَ يَحْثِي فِي ثَوْبِهِ. Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam, now he began gathering these gold pieces in the shape of locust in his cloth, in his clothing. فَنَادَاهُ رَبُّهُ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called out to him, Ya Ayyub, O Ayyub alayhi salam, أَلَمْ أَكُنْ أَغْنِيتَكَ عَمَّا تَرَى. Have I not made you independent of these things that you see? In other words, you are independent of these gold pieces. These things are things of gold. So Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam replied, قَالُوا بَلَا وَعِزَّتِكَ. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, definitely you have made me independent by your izzat and by your majesty. Walakin la ghina bi an barakatik. But O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I can never ever be independent of your barakat. I can be independent as far as the wealth is concerned, but barakat, he was a nabi, he could see when barakat was coming and when a person is chasing after wealth, there's a big difference. Sometimes a person doesn't chase, he doesn't make so much of effort, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just gives him that barakat in different ways. Barakat in his children, barakat in his health, barakat in his wealth, barakat in every aspect of his life, in his time. All this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants him barakat. So Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam understood that this was barakat from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now when barakat comes, at that point you don't show that you are independent. But when you should be showing that you are independent is now when you're tempted to start chasing and chasing. Now you should say, no, I'm independent of this. I don't need to chase. Or I don't need to keep on asking people or going to people. Here a person now shows his independence. So this, when a person has that level of ilm and iman, like the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, they can see things very, very clearly. As I mentioned, unlike us, sometimes because we are already in this nasha, we are already in this intoxication of the world, everything appears to us as though this is barakat. That example they gave yesterday, that there was a person that was intoxicated and he took his hands and he urinated in it, and now he took that same urine and he put it on himself thinking now this is barakat. So that's our example. Sometimes we take things and we're thinking now this extra wealth is barakat, but not necessarily extra means barakat. When it comes the right way, it is spent the right way, and it is done in the manner that it is shown to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in this is hidden the barakat. Not where a person sometimes thinks the barakat is, but in following the sunnah tariqah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and earning our wealth in the right way, in these things there is barakat. So today we start with chapter Babu Fadril Ghani Shakir, the virtue of a rich person that is grateful. So a grateful rich person, that his virtue, وَهُوَ مَنْ أَخَذَ الْمَالَ مِنْ وَجْهِ, that person who earns his wealth from the right sources. وَصَرَّفَهُ فِي وُجُوهِ الْمَأْمُورِ بِهَا, and then this person now he spends his wealth in the right sources. Very often we are careful that our earnings must be halal, which is very, very, very important. But the second aspect what this chapter is teaching us is our spending must also be in the right causes. Very often we can earn in the right causes, but we spend anyhow. Haphazardly we spend. Sometimes we blast it on holidays, sometimes we blast it on parties. Or personally having a wedding function, to spend R1 million for a wedding function becomes easy. When people around are starving, people don't have enough funds to cover the medical expenditure. So in times like this now, this is not the right way of spending. So here we learn something, that this wealth is not truly ours. If we have to earn it in a certain manner, we have to spend it in a certain manner, then this wealth now is a amanat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to use this wealth in a correct manner. So the hadith that we'll do today, and Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu qala, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, la hasada illa fisnin, illa fisnatain. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that jealousy is not permissible except in two situations, except for two people. Rajulun atahu Allahu malan. Now can you imagine, jealousy is something that is not disliked in Islam. It is abhorred. There is no space for it in Islam, except when it comes to two people. That shows that what a great maqam these two people have in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first is رَجُلٌ آتَاهُ اللَّهُ مَالًا فَسَلَّطَهُ عَلَىٰ هَلَكَتِهِ فِي الْحَقِّ. And here ulama explained that this word, although hasad is used, jealousy, what is meant is ghibta, where a person doesn't desire that that person's item be taken away, but he is also desiring, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how nice if I can be made like this person. And not desiring any harm for him, but that he's wishing he can be like that person. This is permissible. Now here Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is explaining that that person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has granted him wealth. So it doesn't mean that the person is wealthy, there's anything wrong with it. Here is actually something that we should be desirous of. That person, Allah Pak, has given him wealth, but what is he doing with his wealth? فَسَلَّتَهُ فِي عَلَىٰ هَلَكَتِهِ فِي الْحَقِّ. He's taking that money and he's just spending it on the right causes. On those causes that are on haqq, the true causes, the real causes, he's taking it and he's spending it. He's not just splashing it on all wrong things. وَرَجُلٌ آتَاهُ اللَّهُ حِكْمَةً فَهُوَ يَقْضِي بِهَا وَيُعَلِّمُهَا. The second person, Allah Pak has blessed him with intelligence, sharpness, wit. He's not taking this thing now to do one transaction or do one fraudulent deal or to do somebody down or to try and make a new contact. Allah Pak has given him that hikmah, that knowledge. He's quite sharp and he's witty. But he's taking this now and he's giving right decisions with it. وَيُعَلِّمُهَا, and he's helping, teaching people the right things. So he's taking his intelligence, he's spending it in the right manner. He's taking his wealth and he's spending it in his right manner. Another hadith comes with almost the same words. And Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma li Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qala la hasada illa fisnatin. Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that there is no hasad, there is no jealousy, or there is no ghibta except for two people. رَجُلٌ آتَاهُ اللَّهُ الْقُرْآنَ فَهُوَ يَقُومُ بِهِ آنَاهَ اللَّيْلِ وَآنَّ النَّهَارِ. That person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed him with the true knowledge of Quran. And now this person acts upon it day and night. This person is acting upon Quran. In other words, he's not going and doing the wrong things. We should be desirous. How nice, Allah Pak, if you can make me like this person. He got Quran Sharif and he's practicing upon it day and night. And the next person, رَجُلٌ آتَاهُ اللَّهُ مَالًا فَهُوَ يُنْفِقُهُ آنَاءَ اللَّيْلِ وَآنَاءَ النَّهَارِ. And the next person, who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed him with wealth. So again, yeah, he's got wealth, but he's not splashing it. He's spending it in the right causes day and night. This person is looking for the right avenues and he's spending his wealth correctly in the correct manner. So yeah, we weren't allowed to be jealous or be desirous with this type of people. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of learning these hadiths, practicing upon it and spreading it. سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.